Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and life, family. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Another rendition of it. Vain Verdict here to get a game service. Will it cause change? I ain't certain, but with that pain, gonna make all the truth worth it. Y'all, feeling out there tonight? Miss K, how you doing tonight, love?
Man, I'm so tired of being cold.
Man, this shit is crazy. They got us blocked in for one more, man. It's 3-4 days in a row, man.
What?
This shit is crazy, man. What we do? We did get up to, 20-something degrees today, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we did. I think this should be the end of it after tonight. We should be going back to 40s and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, in the 20s today, 2 days from now, Sunday, it'll be 65 degrees.
That's the flu.
You just got to hang on in there and make it.
Ain't nothing but the flu right now. Yeah, I better be careful.
Trump did this shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But they say the flu been going around. They say this been like one of the deadliest times for the flu, but I ain't really, it ain't happened to nobody close to me, I guess,
Yeah, they say maybe 5 kids have passed, 105 people have passed so far in Georgia.
Did they say anybody?
No, thank the Lord.
Nah.
I know California got hit the hardest.
Yeah. That's some shit.
But these disease
control centers usually be while the shit go on it like that.
Right.
Like we got the CDC.
You see somebody? You remember the Ebola outbreak they had? What happened to that Ebola outbreak?
Yeah, man, Didn't a black dude get it?
Then
2 white people?
Yeah, then a nurse got it and everything like that. People quarantined. And then all of a sudden, we don't hear no more about that.
Yeah, it's just over with, right? All that shit,
right.
Man, the SARS. You remember the SARS? And then the West Nile, the swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit, man. There's so much shit supposed to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a bunch of different shit today. They were just experiments, really. There's a lot of different shit that they tried on us. That's what I think.
Anything to kill us off, huh?
I don't think they're trying to kill us. So I think they're really trying to stabilize the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, family. Look, don't judge me, America. Mm-hmm. I'm unlearned. I'm of the unlearned, America. Don't judge me. I'm of the unlearned. Trying to get it.
Mm-hmm. But be careful. Stay away from people that's coughing, sneezing. Stay away from them. Spray the Lysol. Get your mask if you have to. Wash your hands every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, really. And everybody just be safe out there because it's the worst it's ever been. You just got to be precautious out here. And then especially if you work around different people that come in there from, different parts of the country, different parts of the world, touch their glass, the next thing or something like that.
Yeah.
You just never know. So.
Yeah, keep your hands sanitized. Keep your hands sanitized, too. And wash your ass.
Always a good thing to do.
Thanks, brother. Tick, peace of life, bro.
What's good?
You said six? Oh. That sounds like six to me.
Okay, let me rephrase that. What's going on, everybody? How everybody doing tonight?
Hey.
My name.
Stay holding on, brother.
Hey, bro. Just in here checking the temperature. Saying what's good with the family on the night. You know, we've been snowed in. Of course, everybody don't know, our listeners don't know this, and we've been off schedule like a motherfucker this week. This whole week just been off schedule with a lot of things. And I can't do nothing but blame it on Mother Nature, man. And by Mother Nature, I do mean the 45th President, Donald J. Trump, you know? Just snowing like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, you know what I mean?
Kids can't go to school.
Again.
Oh, man. We can't go to the courthouse and pay our tickets. What's going
all
on?
All this shit. Man, this is crazy.
it is crazy, but I just got to throw this out there because there's a lot of people out there like me. We get paid for snow days. Shout out to the government.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Lucky bastards, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Trust and believe. And still got to make that time up, just like the kids do.
Yeah, real shit, right?
Hey, so,
if you got kids in APS, please go online and fill out the poll that they are going to close down at Sunday night at 10 p.m. Kids who attend APS, they're taking a poll online to figure out, you know, what's the best option for these kids to make up these lost days. Because I know APS alone, they have missed 7 days since the school year has started. And, you know, so they got to make it up some type of way. So they got maybe 5 to 6 different options on there. They want you guys to go in there and vote, try to figure out what you think is best. They're trying to bring in online education the days that y'all missed. So, if y'all at home, they won't try to go online.
No. We're not getting all that easy. These motherfuckers finna start spending the night.
Oh,
they finna start spending the night. But 7 days, that's seven sleepovers. They need to be watching these motherfuckers.
Right.
So I'm gonna say you gonna figure out no way to keep them with me more.
Right.
That's not why we send them to school. It ain't like we send them for education.
Education. Oh, my fault.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's my point. We sent them to school for a babysitter during that time. So if you fucking up my time, you owe me extra time. So now I need you to cover some nights.
And look, check this out. I ain't even going to lie. My son, he had a project due tomorrow, and I told him to say all about it. So when I seen that email that said school going to be closed, I was like, yes. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, give you some extra time
to not do it, to scramble and do it at the last minute still. You know how black
folks. We gotta make a book. He in kindergarten. We gotta make a book, man. We gotta create a book.
McKay, you one of them black mama be doing your kid project with?
Hey, damn, excuse me.
Hey, project be neat as hell.
Be
like five, project be neat as hell.
Yep. I don't think he do it right, his name on it at the bottom. But I don't think he do right.
That's dope.
Yeah, I know.
That's dope. You stand
I
up.
Gotta do it.
You stand up later
head
on
them,
baby. Come out on
them. Man,
boy.
What?
Come on, let them
out. Yeah. Good ink on that.
I hear you come out. You're still.
That right, yeah, that right. Yeah, man. Forget that school. Yeah. Teach your kids at home, man. Teach your kids at home. That's where it started.
That's
where it started. That's where it ended. All that. Yeah, yeah. Cause these folks, they're going by curriculum sent by somebody who don't even know nothing about what's going on. They just sit there to do a job. No offense to the teachers. I really appreciate y'all for dealing with our babies, though, 8 hours a day at school. I really appreciate y'all hard work and dedication. Y'all spending money out your own pockets to make sure y'all have all the materials y'all need in school. Y'all underpaid. I feel like y'all should be getting paid more than what y'all getting paid. You know, we appreciate y'all. You know, it's not y'all fault that y'all are forced to teach such rhetoric, but, you know, we appreciate the effort and everything that goes on.
I don't think they were forced to do nothing. That's a position they took. Granted, hey, if you're a teacher that loves what you're doing, I think I'm all with you as far as they should get paid and all of that, but at the same time, you got some teachers that's out there just not even giving a shit. They're like, look, I'm here to make a check. I'm pretty much here to babysit y'all. And then they look, you know, it is what it is. But then you put it like this. Shout out to the teachers that go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know
extra mile. I had a couple like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming up, I remember I had a teacher named Mr. Johnson. Favorite teacher, world history teacher. I tell you, look, he took the time even when I wanted to cut class, and hey, he would be like, you finna come sit in my class, and then you finna learn. Enjoy this class. Yeah, I was in his class even when I didn't have his class, so when I got to take his class, I passed like, hey, taught me a lot.
Yeah,
I had to deal with. Hey, shout out to those teachers.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple that saw shit in me that I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes somebody to see it in.
Now,
that's true to this day.
And how somebody as tall as you be in the hallway skipping class, as tall as you is? You can be high from the cameras. Well, they probably have cameras back there. Well, I don't know. But how could it, what school you went to, if you don't mind me asking?
I went to Mays High.
Okay.
And Washington.
You probably slipped through the cracks then, I guess.
I think I was smarter than the average bear.
Say no more.
Yeah. I mastered the skill of being seen but not seen all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Sure, back in my high school day, we had people that didn't even go to the school up in the trapper. In the hallways.
Well, I ain't trapped per se, but I did have four lockers with used to sell shirts, pager, cell phones, lunch cards. I had it all.
Man, how much old lunch card went for, bro?
Man, you can get a monthly month card. I mean, a monthly lunch card,
$10. Damn.
A month?
See, we had numbers, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I do have numbers. Sometimes you just say some shit.
A little blue and brown card. Like a little blue and brown card, different colors.
Yeah, with a little white writing on it.
Y'all remember that lunch card, eh?
Yeah, Joe did.
You remember Lou Lunch Card Day? Wasn't that like that day in class? You can get your lunch card.
Gotta go in there and put all the numbers in there.
Yeah.
Sure, please.
Well, some folks had to pay a quarter, some folks had to pay a dollar.
Hey, some folks, I like the people that got free lunch. They were like, I'm not eating this crap. So, hey, look, what you do?
Yeah, don't booze that girl. Don't want shit.
Hey,
that's
how I was making the I got these little
cars. I tell you, I never forget, bro. Tiffany Maynard, bro. She gave me her shit every day, bro. The pizza, the fry, all that shit. Nobody but me.
Mm. Where she at now?
I don't know.
She'll be trying to give you something else. She's going to be trying to give you something else now. She sees today.
Another free lunch.
Away from her. It'll be some free lunch. No, she probably got some kids. There ain't going to be no free lunch. They better pay for that lunch. She probably got some kids now, so I don't know. What?
I might need to Google her and see what happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. I don't really be seeing a lot of people that I went to school with a lot. Not no more, outside of, you know, being like in a neighborhood I'm from and shit like that. I don't be really running into people.
I run into people all the time, but I never can catch a class reunion.
But and then like
I don't know if that might be
even on social media, you know what I'm saying? Or even for social media, I don't really be tuning in and then but at the Vane Verdict, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, get the most awesome podcast ever. I don't think I'd be tuning in.
Well, I can't lie, I don't think I watch CNN. From the time I wake up, from the time I go to bed, I don't watch nothing else. And I probably need to stop, but then again, why? I'd rather be informed than uninformed, like our president. So, you know.
You know what? Yeah. You should check out BBC.
BBC News?
Yeah.
I will.
Oh, that'd be on.
You know, got comfortable with all the, you know, correspondents and anchors at CNN. You know, we on first name basis, but okay.
CNN, good. Don't get me wrong.
MSNBC too. Rachel Maddow at night. You know.
Yeah.
Let's get into a song, Miss K.
Why not? So I'm pretty sure, you know, the topic of discussion in the city of Atlanta is the incident that took place on yesterday. If you guys are unaware, yesterday, you know, freezing temperatures outside. And this mother, she went to the Quick Trip to get gas for her car. And, you know, not wanting to take her babies out. She had a four-year-old and a one-month-old, two girls in the car. And, you know, not wanting to take her children out, she went inside, left her car running to get gas. You know, we hear this all the time. It's a big no-no. But, you know, when it's freezing outside, you know, who wants to take their children out, you know, outside the car when you're only going to be in there for half a minute to get gas and run back out? So while she was in there, she come back out, and she said she seen her SUV heading up the street. And, you know, what makes this situation bad is, you know, this happens a lot here in Atlanta, you know, carjacking and kids in the backseat of the car and everything like that. But This person that did it, he had the audacity to put the kids out the car in the freezing cold. The 4-year-old, she was dropped off in the middle of the street, like a few seconds away from the scene, and then the 1 month old baby was left on the side of the street like some trash, like on South Fulton Parkway. So that just, you know, that just make this carjacking a little bit kind of crazier than normal because, like, you know how cold it was outside, ice, snow, and everything like that. And as a human, as a man, you put the kids out on the side street. You know, I don't know would that be for the best because who would say him driving crazy, he would have had a car accident and blase, blase, and then you never know what may happen. But to leave kids, a 4-year-old and a 1-month-old, and below freezing temperatures on the side of the street, that's just crazy right now.
Yeah, it is. Man, on the lighter side, glad he put the kids out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For one thing, but it's a fucked up situation all the way around. For one, you ain't got no business stealing. Two, if you had a conscience, just leave the, hey, look, if you're gonna put the kids out, just leave the whole damn car.
That's what I was finna say. I'd rather him just hop out the car and leave the babies in there.
Yeah, leave the babies in there.
Damn, man, I hope that little girl, all right. She's in a, you know, I think
they
I saw a little
in
bit
good
about
condition.
It. She is? Okay.
The baby girl, she's in good condition.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them. The four-year-old, she was good because she got found first, which was like, he dropped her off like ASAP, you know, and then what happened was off-duty police officer for Georgia State, him and his wife, she was on the way to drop him off at the airport, and they seen the little girl in cars and swerving, trying to avoid him, and they stopped, you know, put her in the car, and then she was like, my little sister, somebody took my mommy's car, my little sister in the car, and she was just crying, because, you know, she's old enough to understand what's going on. Somebody took her mommy's car, and, she, you know, she was just really worried about what her little sister, that was she was really concerned about, you know, who was still in the car. So, but the baby, thank the Lord, you know, because in that temperature at 1 month old, you know, you can just automatically assume the worst, you know. 5 minutes out there, and that temperature would be enough for, you know, anybody, I would say, but
I know this ain't right, man, and I know this ain't Christian of me. But I would love to catch that nigga there, boy. I tell you, bro.
Yeah,
are you a Christian?
He said you're a Christian.
I knew you were one of them. Let me stop messing with you. Don't mess with nobody and what they believe in. You believe in what you want.
See what you're doing, America. Let the record show I was just joking, America. I was being a feature, which I have. You know what? I tell you, well, in certain aspects, I agree with a lot of y'all that are Christmas, nigga. Christian, so, yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
well,
that ain't
look,
what
buddy
I
mean. He on the west side. He on the west side somewhere. Y'all go look for him. 6'8". He on the west side somewhere.
Okay. Do you want to say he on the west side? I'm going to share something with y'all. Tonight, I went to go see my grandmother on the west side, and while I'm sitting there at the exit, some a-hole decides to pull my door. Like, he was just going to hop in. I hope that was the same guy, because I'm not a proud owner of one Air Force One. Two shots fired. I'm just saying. Yeah. So I got a lot of comments about that, people saying that I should bronze the shoe. Which I think I might. Might be a nice conversational piece, and I'm not making this shit up, because this happened a couple of hours ago.
Mm. All right, well, let's hold tight on that conversation then. I might be over there investigating somewhere.
Shout out to the West Side.
Okay, well, speaking of the West Side, Nixon in today's news, very powerful movement going on the West Side of the city of Atlanta. A group of Atlanta business leaders camped out in the bitter cold Wednesday night to help urge revitalization in the city's West Side. So y'all know the Chick-fil-A, they're going to put a Chick-fil-A up there on MLK, you know, near Vine City or whatever. So, you know, you got a few mixed signals about it. So you got a bunch of, there's a total of 30 CEOs were a part of the camp out at the Chick-fil-A right there on MLK. And even a CEO of Chick-fil-A, she came out. And, you know, they're trying to have, they got a passion. They want the West Side to not be forgotten. You know, because we focus on so much of trying to revitalize the north side of Atlanta, downtown of Atlanta. But, you know, the west side of Atlanta has been kind of left behind, you know, and for far too long. And so these CEOs, they kind of camped out, you know, even the CEO of Cox Enterprises, you know, who owns WSB-TV and, you know, cable network and all, so forth and so forth, you know. They stood out line. Habitat for Humanity, Georgia Power, Atlanta Police Foundations, even the mayor, she stopped by, you know, kind of, you know, stand in solidarity and let everybody know, you know, we working on getting things together.
So I got a question. All right. People say the West Side and that the West Side is getting left behind. Now, granted, I grew up on the West Side from Fort Industrial back on over to the West End.
Mm-hmm.
My side of town. Now, I went to Mays High School, and right around in that area of the West Side, I've seen sidewalks put up that weren't even there. The parks got revitalized. The streets got repaved. Street lights went up. I'm trying to figure out now, if you go on down past that towards the beach area, all of that's been taken care of. The sidewalks, the street lights, the new businesses, the new front for the business parks, that's all been had facelifts. There's a Planet Fitness that just hit Adamsville. A Planet Fitness where in a Dollar General in a plaza where Maxway used to be at.
Oh, wow. Now, okay.
All of this, and then down they have, you go on down, they got new trees and new. So I'm trying to figure out right now, with that being said, where is this money going? And then for the city to claim broke a couple of months ago, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same broke. Now, remember Arthur Blank, remember Arthur Blank said that was part of his deal before he made, build a stadium, that he was going to put some money towards the community to kind of upbuild the community. So I'm not sure, is that his doing or what? But like you said, you know, where the money at? You know, all the money right there in the club.
I can remember when, what was this, a couple of months ago, when they were talking about putting everybody on the furlough. But at the same time, they were still, man, they had the crews out there busting up the sidewalks, putting in new street lights. I'm talking about it's bright and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
Tell you something, man, the motherfuckers, they took all their money and put all of that money into the area leading up to the stadium. Mercedes-Benz Stadium got all of that bread. Any rebuilding or anything as far as, like, reconstruction or anything that done been done on in the Bluff, they ain't have shit to do with that. That was all the nation doing that. But these motherfuckers, you put some of that money, but all that money in that stadium, man, just to make shit back.
Oh, yeah.
Chick-fil-A, all of that. Because it's close. Look how close it is to the stadium.
You got to
grow
the
area.
You know what I'm saying? Walmart right there.
It was hiring people.
But
it was only hiring people who stayed in that that area code, like 30318, you know, all those area codes over there. They said they was only hiring people, you know, for, as far as construction goes, that live in those area codes. I guess that was their way of saying, hey, we gave y'all NIGGER as a job. You know, that's our contribution to the neighborhood. We employed y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I always say, how y'all gonna have a $1 billion stadium right down the street from the world's, the largest Southeast club for heroin, you know.
But guess what?
So I think that's
but being in the neighborhood, right? We went up by the friends and family that they had at the Chick-fil-A the other night, right? Nothing but white employees. Nothing but white employees.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
We had a couple of sprinkles in there that obviously went from that side. Man, come on, man. I'm looking at this shit like, how is this shit here possible, man? I'm saying, look at this shit crazy as hell. But we know what Chick-fil-A is, man. We know what Chick-fil-A was. That's the Southern Christian Leadership Conference at its best. That's why they close on Sundays.
Ooh.
I still like Chick-fil-A, though.
I know. That's the best shit ever. I ain't bullshit. Good fried chicken, ain't it?
I just like the breakfast, honestly. I don't really care for sandwiches.
The breakfast be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder where them cracker learned that from. I'm sorry.
You know, all it takes is $10,000. You can get your own franchise.
Type shit. Yeah.
Well, that mean you can get a Subway for two.
It might be a little more than that right now, though. I think it's a little more than $10,000.
Do anybody still
eat
Subway?
I don't know
now. Do anybody still eat Subway?
Yeah, I like Subway. I miss Blimpy.
Oh, yeah.
What about Quiznos? Y'all did Quiznos?
I love Quiznos.
I hate that shit.
Oh, whatever.
That's like
that's like the what?
That's like the Papa John's of sandwiches, you know, nigga.
Who it is, Quiznos?
Yeah. If you think about it, like, it ain't Subway, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I'm a Jason's Deli fan.
Jason's Deli is like the Little Caesars of sandwiches.
I like Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's is like the Quick Trip of sandwiches.
No, it's Domino's, boy. It's a Domino's.
See, Domino's, that's that lick. That's what I'm saying. Domino's, that's that lick.
That Marco
that's
pizza. That gas station pizza. That Marco pizza.
Yeah.
So who's Little Caesars?
Pizza. You know who that pizza is.
Where'd you go?
There you go.
Y'all know,
Shout out to the CEO.
Y'all know when it's time and you're in a rush. Hey, look, let me stop in here and get the kids some cardboard with some cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
Little cheese.
Come out better go on to Walmart.
Yeah, get that little piece right there. They'll be right there in the front, huh? In the
Walmart
side.
Got some good pizza, though.
I never tried it, you know. Hey, better not make your own
like
at home on this processed food. Make your own pizza at home, man.
Get your own dough. Everybody can't do that, though.
Boy, start. They get a YouTube video. You'll do it, Dave.
And then I have to shout out to the people who burn their house down trying to make a pizza.
Oh. Fred, you can do anything nowadays, man.
Yeah,
pull that shit up.
Alexa, how you make a pizza?
I'm finna put me a new motor in my truck, matter of fact, in the morning.
You know what? I love YouTube because YouTube has provided me a lot of business with people trying to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Because my clients be like, I saw it on YouTube and I said, yeah, that's why you're calling me right now.
Yeah.
I can't hate on YouTube. I think YouTube is great.
Yeah, I mean, did you just take a shot at me on the air? That's exactly what I called you. So what's fucked up, man? He just put me out there like that, man.
Did he really?
You just been trumped.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Not a trump.
All right, y'all. I don't know if y'all heard about this story here. This is this mother. She had went viral today for the post that she made about her making her 5-year-old pay rent.
She made a 5-year-old
rent. She's making her 5-year-old child, daughter, as a matter of fact, pay rent.
That ain't nothing new.
I don't get it.
Then we have lights in our name and gas in our name at the age of two.
Okay. Yeah, I feel what he's saying.
You 2 years old with an electric bill.
So
I just found out I had a bank account. They cut your light off.
No. So when mama be like, hey, y'all better cut my lights off. Then, but mama, we, the lights in our name.
Yeah, you talking about, he's my light.
Okay.
My light.
I did this.
You know what I'm saying? I tell just, mama, then, your name ain't on no bills in here.
Hey, look,
okay,
this is the craziest
now,
thing. I found out I've been with Bank of America since 77.
Oh, okay.
Like no shit, and I was born in 78. What were my parents doing?
Damn. Mm. Mama knew.
I think they had you just because of that.
You in a negative, no, nope. You pregnant. Okay, cool.
No,
cool.
Look, you know what I should do? I should call them and be like, look, I started my bank account. And if I started my bank account in this year, where all my money go? Because I ain't took nothing out. Y'all owe me. Somebody owe me. That's fraud. Where my money at?
Oh, boy, it been more than 7 years. You can't do anything about it. I already tried. They're going to say it been more than 7 years. You can't do anything about it.
Mm.
Hmm. 7 years.
But look, but before we judge, let's listen to what the mother had to say. I'm going to read it, what she had to say. The reason that they got everybody, their panties in a bunch. So this is what she said. Okay, hold on, it's pulling up. She said, I make my 5-year-old pay rent. This is in all caps. Every week she gets $7 in allowance. But I explained to her that in the real world, most people spend most of their paycheck on bills with little to spend on themselves. So I make her give me $5 back, one for rent, one for water, one for electricity, and $1 for cable, and $1 for food. The other $2 she gets to save or do whatever she wants with. Now, what she doesn't know is that $5 is actually going away in her savings account, which I will give to her back when she turns 18. So if she decides to move out on her own, she will have $3,380 to start off. This strategy not only prepares your child for the real world, but when they see how much real bills are, they will appreciate you for giving them a huge discount.
Dope.
Now,
I'm going to say that. Now, you explain it like that. That's fine. So you set us up there, MK.
Mm-hmm.
Had me calling her all kind of bitches and everything in my mind. I ain't say it out loud, but in my mind, I had no cuss her ass up.
I was sitting up there like, yeah, I'm listening to the whole thing, but what if a hard time hit?
Mm-hmm.
Will she still have that money? Because
you know how that shit go. That shit sounds good on Facebook.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. So anybody in their right mind, they know they got some money somewhere and they need it. They know they gonna dip in it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
you got
a whole
3,000
is crazy, man.
So that's 14 years from now. I'm look real sure. When I get my income tax next year, I'll put it back in there. You know how we'll do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A little shit like that.
I'll put it back.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
you
know,
I'm going to rent up for 3 months.
And then you know what? Hey, you know what you're doing? What I'm going to say? Hey, look, it really ain't them but $3,000. I had it in there by the time they 18.
Exactly.
I
did.
By the time you 18. And you like 9? What? Nigga, what's on?
Right.
Why,
one of them
okay.
Text, I put one of them tax checks up for you. One of them.
Get one.
Matt. Yeah. He's going to be a rapper anyway. He ain't going nowhere. He's going to be a rapper anyway. He ain't going to no college. He don't need no little money.
He's going to play sports.
There you go. He's going to play sports. He's going to be getting more than that.
He's going to be an athlete.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so since she shared it, it's been shared more than 314,000 times. and like maybe 44,000 comments so far. So it went viral. You know, of course you got some, you know, people on the, you know, right side, and some people on the left side. Like, are you crazy? You know, and some people are like, shoot, we ain't get no allowance. You know what I'm saying? So hey, man, I heard a story about that, but this time it was with a mother and her son. He was 18 years old, so when he turned 18, she told me, hey, you had to pay rent until you leave my house. And he felt some type of way. So, you know, every, you know, once a month, you know, he'll give up half on the rent, on the bills. And so he finally said, you know what, Mom, I'm finna leave. And so she wrote him a check, and it was everything that he had gave her up until the time that he left. He thought that he was paying the rent, but she was pretty much forcing him to save his money.
That's dope.
You know, I like that strategy too. Yep. See, I like that too. You 18. I was, you know, honestly, I kind of like that a little bit better because at the age,
yeah,
you can learn a little bit more responsibility versus when you 5. So you don't, she, yeah, her, little girl probably ain't gonna, you know, she ain't gonna see that, the bigger picture, up until she get older and older. Right now, it's money. Is she don't know the value of money. She will
no
later
money
on.
At all. She really don't give a damn.
Yeah.
She don't know it. Rent is never. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all are reaching that. That's why I say I think she just, you know, social media flexing, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because psychologically, that baby ain't resonating with what amount of damn dollars she talking about me.
Mm-mm. She don't,
her,
you remember you were 5?
No. You see what I'm saying? To her, that 5 means the exact same thing as 2. Because she'll give you the whole 2 for something she want that costs a quarter. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And kids, they don't, you know, she don't give a damn about that shit, really. She don't know nothing about it. That's why I say, I don't, you know, I get what the girl trying to do and say, but no, baby, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Trying to reach her.
In other ways, the first of all, she give her allowance. What is she doing to earn that allowance, though? Because my thing
exactly.
Is,
at
I mean,
five,
you know what I'm saying?
At 5.
At 5, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
why I say
days,
it's
like,
all kind of.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, I don't hate to say it, but she is, you know, she's a, you know, a descendant of us. So she's a usesses, you know. So, you know, I don't know what was her frame of thinking, but she said she think that everybody should follow that route. But, you know, different households, different rules, everybody raised their children a little differently. But I kind of respect the other mother who, when, you know, her son turned 18, she said, hey, you know, you got to pay rent here. And, you know, I said,
yeah,
secretly saving his,
yeah,
money for him, you know, because, you know, at 18 years old, 19, he ain't trying to save up no money, you know what I'm saying? Not unless your mama is struggling and your mama out there struggling, you trying to, you know, help her out, then, yeah, but. No, you just got out of high school, you just starting college, you trying to live free, and then that's why he felt bad.
Like,
I got to pay rent. Yeah, he's talking about paying rent. He was mad about it, but when he said I'm finna go, and he gave that money. He, you know, he felt a little different then. Not to say that he was saved up on his own, because he could have been saved up on his own too, though. But it's just money on top,
yep,
of money then. Yep.
But you
so,
know,
yep,
what?
That's all I had. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time, like, when you tell the kid, when your kids be trying to do things that you've already done, and like, you see it coming, and you just sit there and be like, look, don't do it. I'm trying to tell you, don't do it. Then you're like, oh, da 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 da. Then you're like, okay, go on and see what it is then. And then it happens, and then they're sitting out there like, man, I should have
listened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should have, could have, would have.
Mhm. Same thing our parents told us. Look, I was doing this way before you was even thought of.
Oh.
What they always used to say? You think I wasn't a child before?
Mhm.
Yeah, long, long, long time ago.
Hey, it just got a new twist on it.
Mhm.
Same shit, just a new twist.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
Funny you should say that. Time, you think? Y'all think time don't change? You think a lot of things? You think we don't progress as a people?
In what
aspect?
That's a vague question. In what aspect?
I mean, any. I mean, we were brought here as slaves. So, you think we progressed as a people?
At least we looked out for each other, man. At least we looked out for each other back then, you know, as neighbors, as small communities, because that's all we feel like that's all we had. And now, everybody's just like drifting apart, drifting away. It's like we don't, it's like F you to the next person, you know. So it's like I don't think we take care of, love each other. You know, as it was that day when we was actually literally fighting for our lives and fighting for a cause, that's what kind of brought us together. That since we so divided, you know, we on some different levels. I don't know. Things changed.
We were divided back then too. Now,
yeah, what you mean, like how
yeah,
many still niggas? So
we weren't divided. No, I mean it was even though you had, like, okay, let's say you had the house and you had the field. They both of them were still divided. That was something that was dividing them, the house and the field. But then at the same time, you had field and field dividing each other because, let's say, this one did less or somebody, because you know what? The aspect that favoritism was shown, I'm pretty sure, was shown towards somebody. Well, I mean, that's the whole divide and conquer mentality. Hey, look, if I can get inside your head, I've already won. I don't care who you are, whether you black, white. If I can get inside your head, guess what? There ain't no fight.
And I think that that's something that done been done since we came over here. Right? Like, ain't that what slavery all about? Ain't that what slavery was all about, right? They had control of us. They had control of us. They were in our head, so to speak.
But see, before we even came over here, who was helping getting us? Our own people were helping bring us. Hey, look, yeah, come on over. Hey, look, it's a ship right there. Come on. Now, granted, that was happening. So, I mean, you talking about something that's been going on way before, it's been happening.
Thousands of years.
Okay, but when I say division, back then, at least they ate together. They sat out there, they washed their clothes outside together. They fed their children together. There was no, I'm going home to eat. You ate at whoever house, whoever had food, you ate. You know what I'm saying? As far as us having each other back. That's what I mean. Like, I guess you could say division. Now, it's always going to be in one group of class of individuals. They're going to have a different way of thinking, different ways, and blah, blah, blah. It's okay. That's what's needed, that balance in this world. Everyone cannot think the same. If it does, then it won't be no controversy or anything like that. But that's what I meant by divide. Division is worse off right now. You know what I'm saying? There's no scratching of the back. There's no washing of the clothes. There's no feeding each one's kids. It's, oh, I'm going to mind my business and save myself. Oh, it's my money. Did nobody help me make it? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see so much now. So many people flashing money. Well, you got so many people homeless, sick, stuck right here. If everybody just give up X amount of cash, you mean saying we can't buy a building, fix it up, and make it to a shelter? The house, these homes, our kind, our great uncles, our ancestors, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? They our family. We both love one another.
But that would be like your values, the way you were raised. Because I know I was raised. Hey, look, I feed you before anything. If you cold, I get you a coat. I don't care. We gotta go. If I got it, and I gotta take you in the store. To get you a coat, I get you a coat. I go buy you a blanket. I go, whatever. You say you hungry, let's go to the grocery store. I was raised like that. If somebody, my grandfather always told me, if somebody hungry, feed them. Which I'm not saying I would invite you into my home, because that's something I will not do. But if I'm out or something, like hell, even if I had just bought some food, or whatever, and I see it at the point of where I may be hungry, but hey, look, okay, you're a little bit worse off than I am, huh? You could take the meal that I just bought. I'll come up with something else. I've done it, and that's just me. So it all goes down. I think that a lot of that stems from your upbringing, the values that you hold, your values,
they come
your values
raised.
Is your core.
So,
yeah. Yep.
So,
your core.
So it's different.
It's who you are.
You know, what's at the core of a lot of this shit, though? I'm going to tell you what's at the core of a lot of this, and which brings us why we here tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know that y'all say that. So we're going to go ahead and get into it for tonight. Tonight's docket, I decided to title, Who Woke Up the King? Now, I didn't want to do this on Martin Luther King Day. You know, so to speak. You know what? Fuck it, because we ain't got a lot of time left tonight. It's only a 90-minute show. We only got like 30 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and get this shit on out of the way. To me, ladies and gentlemen, Martin Luther King Day is a fucking disrespect to that man and a slap in the face. And I think the Civil Rights Movement was a fucking failure. Anybody care to respond?
Yeah, I would like for you to go more in depth with that.
Let me tell y'all something. Watch this, right? I say that. Let me go. I'm going to keep going then. Then you can decide to chime if you like. I'm going to explain what I just said. I said Martin Luther King Day is disrespectful and a slap in the face to that man. That shit ain't no different than Thanksgiving. We celebrating the slaughter and massacre and treachery that was done to our Native American brothers and sisters, and they celebrate about a holiday that the same crackers that did it to them gave them. And that shit's right. The family has sued and won of the United States government in court that this man was assassinated by the United States government. This is a legal public document that can be Googled and searched. Facts. And the
CIA?
Same government gave this man a holiday that we sitting around here. He didn't give himself no holiday. If King were here, he would not say honor me in no kind of way. He wasn't that kind of person. That's America type of shit. And they limited this man to an I have a dream. And that was definitely not what that brother was about when he left this earth in 1968. And I say,
Hold on, my brother.
Let's dance.
Well, only on certain situations, because if my memory serves me correct as far as history goes, Ms. Coretta Scott King was the one that kind of fought so very, 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 very hard for ML King Day, if I'm not mistaken. Ms. Coretta, and that she's in cahoots with the government as well. I think that's what that came for.
I'm going to be honest with you, baby. Like, I don't, you know, I want to leave that on the area where it was, but I mean, that's how you. That's the best way the white man uses to bring down the black man, the fucking woman close to him.
Yes, you know, they tried to.
Because he's gone. He's gone. She's got to be taken care of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody could have put in her head, hey, you need to fight for this day. You need to fight for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that type of shit, which they going to give. Yeah, we'll go ahead and give it to you because it's like, wait, where did that call enough? We don't give a damn. We took this motherfucker away from here. No question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took that man away from here because of where that brother was headed to. You know what I mean? Martin Luther King had a lot, that brother had a lot of leadership power, you know, that they was afraid of. Around the time, you know, when he was in 63, when he did the I Have a Dream speech, you know, this civil rights era. Look, we were never brought over here, man. That's why I say, like, you know, and that's why I say to that part, let me go back, saying to that part, the Civil Rights Movement was a failure, man. You know what I'm saying? Because think of what it does. Civil rights, all civil rights mean. Back then in the day, police beat your ass. You just got your ass beat. Now, police beat your ass. you might can sue the motherfucker and get, you know, 30, 40, 100,000 or some shit. That's civil right, but you still gonna get your ass beat. That's all that shit is. We instead of been fighting for inclusion, want to be equal to people that never had the intention for us to be equal. Think about it.
Period.
We had land. We had jobs. We had our own companies. Had our own black businesses and all of that shit. Had our own property, our own land. We gave that shit up for inclusion with this shit, to be equal to these motherfuckers, to get these civil rights and all of that shit. And this is where they done got us. That's why they steady fighting to this goddamn day, having the same arguments. That's why motherfuckers still marching and shit. We weren't marching when it was Black Wall Street, when we had Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all of that. To me, I'm being honest with y'all. Like, all of this shit that's going on now, the gang, all of that shit, how lost it is, even our generation, because it was prior to that. But after, you know, the generation I'm talking about, all of that offspring of that civil rights shit, man, that came under, you know, respect, though, under, you know, the great intention, under Dr. King and this Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And again, that Christian shit, man, I'm telling you, that's some slave shit. So that's all I'm saying. Instead of fighting for all that shit to go backwards, think about it. That was the 60s and shit, right? Them motherfuckers gave all of that shit up, fought for all of them rights just to turn into pimps and hoes and shit and tell their kids and descendants, our generation, not to go out there and be police and shit. Don't nobody do it. Black people don't be no police and all of that shit. That's what they told us. So now we ain't going after them jobs and shit. Leading up to them. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas pimps and hoes and dealers and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But that's the offspring of the civil right. Trying to be equal to motherfuckers.
I got one, Faye. The name. Now, I would love for everybody to Google this. Just type in, what is an African-American? Okay, is there a Chinese American?
That's the only creative
Indian
people.
What is a Native American?
Mm-hmm.
Are you native to a land the where you, I mean, the lingo says a lot. Now, the lingo says a lot. Granted, a lot does need to be changed because, granted, if you fill out an application, I mean, you got to look at what's there for you to fill out. You don't have
I Googled what is an African-American, and it came back a Black American or related to Black Americans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing would be, what is a white American? Because, see, my final, my end game to this is going to be, what is an American?
Okay.
The titles for everything is something else. It's great that, I'm not saying that it's great like in the sense of like, yay, but when you stick a title on something, ooh, that a title is a limit.
So what you say? Title Dr. King or doctor? You know, we title him, you know, the great liberator. And even the brother himself, man, that's why I said, and I hate, and I wish people would do their research more on Dr. King. And if you did, you know what I'm saying, you will understand everything I'm saying. That, you know, Dr. King was not, when he died in 68, the I Have a Dream speech happened in 1963, you know, and he was killed in 1968. But the night before he was killed, he did a speech called I've Been Over the Mountaintop was the title of the sermon. And where he laid out a lot of ground rules, he laid out a blueprint, you know, a backup plan, or he laid out a startup operation for the startup business called Revolution Black America, is where they would have been. And them crackers knew the power that that man had. Remember what he did with the bus boycott? It was the same kind of renaissance that was about to take place. And this time he was talking about going after big corporations and big companies. And Dr. King definitely had the influence, not just over black people, over white people as well. That's why I'm commending the brother. I love the Dr. King from 1964 up until the day he died. Everything else prior that I Have a Dream and all of that, I don't really fuck with that. I'm going to be honest with you. But that one way time it was. Even that brother said that. You can go and Google that himself. He felt like the dream he had that day integrated his people into a burning house. That word's out of his mouth. But that's something that they don't like for us to hear. Something they don't like for us to know about the world.
They want to show the whole bread breaking.
That hand holding that kumbaya, all that old shit, that I Have a Dream shit up there. That went where that brother was on, because he saw what America was, the promises that had them made to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his plan. He wasn't riling the people up to go out there and go fight, go shoot up the crackers and all of that. That was, you know what I'm saying? Dr. King was smart. That brother knew where to hit him at. What do you think that was to hit him at, Miss K?
You say, where they hit him at?
Yeah, where you think Dr. King said the best place to hit him at? Not to go fight, because we obviously can't outman them. We can't outgun them.
In their pockets.
Facts.
In their pockets.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You mess with anybody's pockets. It's been proven time after time. Hey, look, you asking for a fight. And granted, if you got the money to back that fight, the person with the less money, I'm sorry, the outcome ain't going to be good for you.
You know what? Why this?
It's resources.
Stop bear with me for a second. I'm finna quote my brother, man. I'm trying to put my King voice on for a second.
Uh-oh.
He say, we don't have to argue with anybody. We don't have to curse and go around acting bad with our words. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, God sent us by here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. And we've come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda fair treatment where God's children are concerned. Now, if you're not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you. And so, as a result of this, we're asking you tonight to go out and tell your neighbors not to buy Coca-Cola in Memphis. Go by and tell them not to buy Seal Test Milk. Tell them not to buy, what's the other brand? Wonder Bread. And what's the other bread company, Jesse? Yeah, tell them not to buy Hard's Bread, as Jesse he said. Up to now, only the garbage men have been feeling the pain. Now we must kind of redistribute the pain. We are choosing these companies because they haven't been fair in their hiring policies. And we are choosing them because they can begin the process of saying that they are going to support the needs and the rights of these men who are on strike. And then they can move on town downtown and tell Mayor Lowe to do what is right. But not only that, we got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown. I'm going to say that line again. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in the Tri-State Bank. We want a bank in movement in Memphis. Go by the Savings and Loan Association. I'm not asking you to hold something that we don't do ourselves at the SCLC. Judge Hooks and others will tell you that we have an account here in the Savings and Loan Association from the Southern Christian Leadership. Now, basically, that night when he said that next morning, a lot of black people started withdrawing their money out of the old white people bank. Them crackers weren't hearing that shit, man. because they knew the power that that man had. That same morning, the motherfucker put the call in, take his ass out. Before this message, before this movement, what he's trying to do now, go viral. No, we're not doing that. Now, viral wasn't even a word that was around back then. But so y'all understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying, that's why you. That's why they killed Martin Luther King. He wasn't a threat with the I Have a Dream shit. He was up there with them, holding hands with the Congress and shit.
Yeah, but once you start playing with them pockets, though, it's a deadly game.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Let me ask y'all something. Let me ask y'all this, because y'all might hear more about it from y'all grandmamas back in. Now, is it true y'all think Jesse Jackson has something to do with it? Because Mr. Dick Gregory thinks otherwise. He thinks he got. Is that his name?
Well,
Dick Gregory.
I know who you're talking about. Dick Gregory is, man. He's a
R.I.P. Dick Gregory, man.
I respect him in a way, because I've read a few of his pieces, few of his videos. You know, his liberal way of thinking.
Some of his stuff is just out there. It's like, okay, granted, but I would suggest that people, and this should be a way of thinking for everybody. That, I mean, if somebody's saying something, go do the research yourself and then find out, because if it's really interesting to you, research it yourself.
That's what I be wanting to be, especially when I'm talking, family. Please, go behind me, do the research, leave your comments. Let's talk about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but don't get me wrong.
They killed him, too. Everybody tell that.
Yep. Nah, I think that brother got old, man.
My dad, I don't see a couple of conspiracy theories out there.
Well, he done been around for a minute, and he ain't stopped.
Yeah, he done said so much death-worthy shit, you see what I'm saying, over a course of 40 years, Ms. K, I think that my brother was just really old and sick. Because, you know, his family had done said, you know, his brother had done stop eating. He was so serious about the message that he wasn't even eating. He really killed himself, to be honest. He didn't trust nobody or no thing, so he didn't want to put nothing in his body at all, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that got him sick. He didn't have no energy to fight off, you know. You gotta remember, nigga was 85 years old. That's kind of, you know what I mean? A cold would take your ass out of the
day. Yeah. That same thing happened to my great aunt, rest in peace. She's, matter of fact, same age. No, I think that she's about 77. She stopped eating, to the point where, hey, you know, if you don't eat a certain amount of time, you might as well just throw in the towel. I hate to say it like that, but well, you know, it's a controversial person who I follow on Facebook, and he just the biggest hater of MLK. You know, he's saying that he called him just all type of vulgar names, to be honest with you. So he was going in on him on MLK. Day, so I'm going to try to see if I can pull up his post and just to see what other, you know, people, you know, they try to paint a negative light about him. He said he called him a womanizer, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was creeping on a Coretta with other women. You know, CIA was wiretapping his phone and they were telling Coretta, he messed around with other women. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much trying to slander his name.
Here's the thing with that, though. Here's the thing with that. He got to come a little better with that, because Ms. Coretta knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's so what are we talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
with that man, the person, the human part of him, didn't have nothing to do with what his message, what his purpose was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That one hand do not wash the other, in my opinion.
Grant, and to sit up and to say that he didn't. Hell, question that was posed to me the other day, and I thought this was a great question. Now, it might be comical when I say it, but you got to think about it. Somebody asked me that they think he smoked weed.
Mm-hmm.
My reply was, yes, I think he probably would have, not to disrespect him or anything, but granted, you got to think, okay, marijuana was a greeting for the Indians. You know, everybody had spiritual journeys, you know, yada, yada, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, if I didn't have a drink, granted, I'm not saying that would drive me to drink or smoke, but if I didn't have a drink after dealing with all this bullshit through the day out here making decisions and then have to deal with people trying to kill me, trying to take, yeah, I would be like, you know what, baby, you give me the 1.5 over there.
Oh, shit.
And a shot of brandy.
I need a 1.5.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I mean, if he did, he seemed like a white paper man to me.
Well, they were. Oh, yeah, you tried. Miss K, we had an interview with some guys. Smoke and Chill Productions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke and Chill Productions. Shout out to Gordon. Shout out to Frankie.
3K. No, it was three sticks. Which was
shout out to Frankie, the cameraman. I'm gonna holler at you too, Frank. We got some work to do.
Yeah.
Smoke and Chill Productions. We do an interview. This was actually on King Day when we was over there hollering at my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel, right over there located on 1130 Euclid Avenue. Come get your brown and silver mason and more. We were rocking out with him over there, and he was asking us, did we think Dr. King smoked weed? Because if you think about it, I was like, damn, you know what? I think so. Think about what his message was. Love and peace for all. You know what I'm saying? Harmony, nonviolent, let's not fight. That's some hot shit, man. And you got to think, I think that message resonated. That's where the birth of Woodstock. Martin Luther King started Woodstock.
I'm gonna have to put some more thought into that.
Oh,
it could be possible.
But probably not.
Do you think
Dr. King smoked weed?
Yes.
Yeah. On a bus ride, when he was traveling.
I'm sure they hit a joint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This man said Trump and MLK one in the same. They both puppets.
Who said that?
This fool, I told you I follow on Facebook, he always saying some controversial bullshit. And he's a black person. And he's pretty much saying he was a puppet and a womanizer. Fuck MLK, he all about Mathematics. So I'm going through the comments, bringing what people saying, in response.
Ask him, so who he fought with?
He saying Malcolm X. He riding with Malcolm X.
But he tripping. Malcolm X was worse than Martin. What the hell is he talking about? Malcolm X was a pimp, bro. He was a burglar. He broke it. No, he wasn't even a robber. He was a burglar.
Yeah.
He broke in four houses, man, and stole a petty thief. What the fuck is he talking about?
And then people are saying, pretty much they said, if he was a puppet, like you say, that he wouldn't be killed.
Shit, Malcolm X was too.
For his reason.
I'm beyond.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. Look, let me tell you something, man. Until we actually got control of this shit, until we actually controlling the narrative, every last one of them is, it was, and forever going to be a puppet. Because look around, what the fuck done changed?
Hell. No.
It's all new forms. It just upgraded slavery, bro.
Hell, the new puppet that everybody thought that was just the greatest, just, oh, great, oh, wow, yeah. Barack Obama.
Exactly.
The new puppet. Everybody say, hey, it's Barack. Yeah, yeah, okay. New puppet. Same shit, different face. Come on, man. Yeah, they could put me up there. I wouldn't even want to be. I would not like to be the president. But you know what they could do? To show me something, they can appoint me as Secretary of Defense. We gonna get some shit cracked, and I'm gonna be up front and live about mine. I ain't backward, and then I'm gonna be sitting up there. Look, Senator, you need to sit the fuck down and shut the hell up. I'm out here handling shit. Handling things worldwide, baby. Military forces on break. Man, when we gonna do some work? Look, I already got a crew put together for that. I'll just sit back and chill out. NSA been on vacation for 3 years. You know, shit like that. Hey, look, we rocking with each other.
Ain't the government shut down? Well, that's tomorrow.
Well, I mean, if it passed through the House, but I think the Senate, as well as the Senate, gonna turn it down. So, I think we are looking at a government shutdown. So, in other words, ain't no income tax check. We fucked up, y'all.
Hold up. Didn't we just talk about it? Didn't we
just
talk about
start a riot.
How people get knocked off? How people get knocked off?
You about to start a riot.
Okay.
Messing with the checks. Look, you messing with the look.
Hey.
Do what you do. And we're going to do what we do. And the moment you say, look, ain't no check.
Better find that money.
Look, something, I better find some. Which y'all going to come out with a new stimulus packet?
Everybody put up a nickel, black people.
Yeah. At IRS. Come on, we need y'all to stay open.
Yeah.
Because it's 30 million black people here, right, in this country. Say every black person gave a nickel. If every black person gave a nickel a month, that would be $1.5 million a month. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we do that every month, that'll be $18 million a year that black people don't raise off a nickel, just a nickel, y'all. That's it. That's all we asking of you. Me, Ms. K, you, since it all up put a nickel. That's 15 cents from the vein verdict. That's it. But if every black person gave 5 cents a month, we can raise $1.5 million. Over a year, we'll have $18 million. By the time 10 years roll around, we got $180 million. Now, let's take that a step further. Again, we can do so much more than that, y'all, as a people. I'm just throwing figures around. If we was to, say, try to come up with a plan to come together, I'm just saying something simple. So 30 million black people in this country. Let's just say we all throw up only $2 a month. That's it. $2
can't
a month.
Can't beat that.
That ain't asking nothing to nobody. To the black cause, you call it what it is. That's, you know what I mean?
Out that 30, 20 going to do it.
But
you'll have a few people like myself. Shit, I throw five in.
Just to get it going.
You see what I'm saying? Just to get it going. So I'm sure we'll secure that $60 million every month. We'll secure that.
Well, you're right about that.
You see what I'm saying? But times 12, man, that's $120 million a year, y'all.
It sounds
think about
good.
The possibility, the schools, the hospitals, all the 9 institutions it takes to run a community. We can fund that shit, man, all our own dime.
Yeah, but see, it sounds good. Granted, that's just like that chick that said, hey, look, I'm going to put this money up for my baby so when she gets older. Okay, yeah, it sounds good, but see, you miss, the bigger picture is who's controlling the money. That money got to go somewhere. Granted that it does, okay, let's say it do happen. Somebody got to be in control of the money. That money is going to have to hit a bank.
Who controls the bank? Yeah. That's fine. That money go in a black bank, man. That money go in a black bank, a black account, one black account.
Who controls that bank? Who controls that bank? You want a bigger picture?
See, but
who controls that bank?
And that's our problem.
Black,
and that's our
black,
problem.
White,
you see
whatever.
That? You see what you're doing? And you see what you're doing? But you're right, because
mm-hmm.
these are exact the kind of responses that black people would say that anybody you think this is a logical thing to say, right?
Yeah.
That's right, man. But that's what that illusion of inclusion undid for us.
Exactly.
You got a lot of black people that still think the government control the money, though. That's the problem. You got a lot of black people that think that.
But
the government
never control the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got a lot of black people that think. You got a lot of black people that still that think that. Like we voting for a government to give us this much, that much, that much, and they don't even control the money. And we're supposed to vote for you to control our money that you don't control yourself. It makes no sense. That's crazy. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but see, and then it's another bigger picture other than who controls the bank. See, I already
mm-hmm.
know you can almost definitely bank on this possibility
people.
That somebody's
mm-hmm.
gonna sit there and be like, well, you know what? I'm mad at you. All right, give my money back. It's a hey, or why the hell? Hold on, if I've been putting this up, you know, I didn't say this much. Let's say like, okay, everybody do that, and it's a couple of years down the line, and let's say one of them hard times roll around, and then it's like, okay, hey, look, I want to pull my money out because I got things going on personally that need to be attended to. If you really want to take it there, how about we invest in, I mean, like, not no bullshit that, like, we doing now. How about we really invest in our people to become CPAs, tax attorneys, and then, you know what, but hold them accountable. Go get the knowledge and everything, you know, that you need to learn. Granted, you're gonna get the paper that come with it. But at the same time, hold them accountable. Look, in order for us helping you, we're going to need to see some return in that. Hey, when somebody needs some help, we're going to need you to step the fuck up. Hey, we're going to need you to hold some of them. Yeah, come open your bank account. Come drop this $25 in this bank. Yeah, and let's get some things started.
But see, look, that's my point. We've been doing this, been talking about supporting black business. We had all of that.
No.
It was like they gave this shit up to be equal to these motherfuckers. And that's why we're in the condition we're in. But
see, when I say hold them accountable, I mean, because now it's 2018. There needs to be a contract written out, look, where it states, every byline, every paragraph needs to state that, hey, look, for us, the same way the government bailed out the big three, look, there's stipulations to this. If we're going to give you this money, this is what we need to see happen. And if it don't happen, guess what? We want all this money back. I don't care. Look, yeah, you did pretty good with your job and your house, but look, we're going to come take your job and your house and your kids' college fund. Yeah.
Get wet. I'm going to use your words. That shit sound good, my nigga. That shit sound good, you motherfucker, man. Who that over there?
Miss KB.
Who that over there?
It's Bitch.
gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holla at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you've seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you've seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit George Supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict, Facebook, at the Vain Verdict, Twitter, at the Vain Verdict, Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
One love, one love.
Catch y'all next time.